My name is Arnold Schechter. I'm a professor at the University of Texas School of Public Health, the Dallas Branch Campus. And the Vietnam Caucus began about 10 years ago by U.S. Vietnam veterans. Their major interest was Agent Orange in Vietnam. Other interests included Laos and Cambodia and the health of Southeast Asia immigrants. Membership, anyone who's interested, no dues. You can help by contribution to the planning of presentations. You can give website assistance. Just write down your name, email, affiliation, and either send them to me or put your name on the yellow pad that I hope is being circulated. Okay, what am I going to talk about today? Mine is mostly historical. I'd like to review some of the work that United States folks and Canadian folks, North American folks and Vietnamese have been doing for many years. By now, everyone knows Vietnam is a long country. And let's see, it used to be divided in half. This was South Vietnam, North Vietnam. It's one country now. And Agent Orange was a herbicide sprayed in Vietnam from 62 to 71. Its use was stopped partly by science, but mostly by public outcry. It was half the herbicide 2,4-D, which we still use, and half 2,4,5-T. And the 2,4,5-T phenoxy herbicide was contaminated with TCDD, the most toxic dioxin. The spraying was in parts of the southern Vietnam only. This is the southern part of Vietnam. We don't have the north shown now. And we believe that, well, some of the spraying, maybe 85% perhaps, was by fixed-wing aircraft. This is the current belief. It was also sprayed by backpacks, and you note the lack of any kind of protection by this member of the military as he's spraying it. Helicopter spraying and naval spraying, 15% total. It was named after the orange stripe on its barrel. And again, you notice the lack of precautions while handling something that's toxic. The first Vietnam-based Agent Orange research began in the 1970s by Bob Balkman and Matt Nesselson. They looked at nursing mothers' breast milk from a sprayed area in the south of Vietnam. Actually, they found 1,830 parts per trillion. And this is the highest amount of dioxin ever found in any nursing mother's milk in the world to date. They also measured fish from sprayed areas. They found elevated levels. They did not find nursing mothers in the United States with dioxin, but their level of detection wasn't very good, but the levels were low. And U.S. fish were not studied by them. But this started in the 1970s and was published in the 70s. Why does anyone worry about dioxin, the contaminant of Agent Orange that is very persistent? It can cause cancer, immune deficiency, inability to fight infection, nervous system problems of various kinds, reproductive problems, developmental problems, malformation, inability to carry a child to term, endocrine system damage, thyroid system damage, and diabetes. If the dose is high enough and enough people are exposed and they're sensitive. Skin pathology, including very rarely chloracne, which is a high dose effect. Liver damage, relatively frequently. Usually the liver repairs itself. High blood pressure, which is being noted more and more now, and heart attacks. We and then the Hatfield group from Canada, we started working in 84 and they started working not too long afterwards. And we found that the dioxin in Agent Orange was very low in blood or milk in North Vietnam, northern part of Vietnam. But there were also dioxins toxicity from other dioxins, not only the contaminant of Agent Orange. This is North Vietnam. Central Vietnam, the levels were a little higher. And there were other, this is from the dioxin in Agent Orange, 1 to 33 for pooled samples but the highest we found in our early studies were 105 toxic equivalent, and this would be in us now today about 10 in the United States. So these levels were markedly higher. Levels are coming down in us now. But the other thing we looked at, this is from our work, and we'll show also some of the Hatfield's work, which was also very nice, I think. We looked at fish, duck, pork, and chicken, and we found recently in one of the areas that we were concerned about, Benoit, near an air base that the U.S. used and stored for Agent Orange. We found very high levels of TCDD, 65, and it was 99% of the total dioxin toxicity. Duck, very high, most of the dioxin toxicity. The pork, for some reason, was very low, almost the level in the United States, and contributed only 4% of the total dioxin toxicity. There were other dioxins and dioxin-like chemicals present. So all of us now know that we shouldn't focus only on TCDD and Agent Orange, whether we're interested in or concerned about health problems or chemically based health problems. Chicken in the sample from Benoit in a contaminated area was below 1, which is low. And TCDD, the Agent Orange contaminant, was only about 4%. And here we had a combination of the Hatfield's work and our group's work. Hatfield focused on Alawi Valley initially, and they found high levels in duck, as did we, elevated levels in fish, as did we, and pork, they found somewhat higher levels than we did. But they were both on the relatively low side, but contamination existed. So this was people, this is the food that people were eating, are eating now in Vietnam. Remember, the Agent Orange spraying ended in 71. But this is still in the food being eaten in Vietnam in some locations. And the human blood, in some cases, we found a few years ago, levels as high as 413 toxic equivalents. And again, in the United States now, we would have about 10 to 20. In Alawi Valley, the levels weren't quite so high, but it was also definitely elevated. In soil, Alawi Valley was elevated. CDC and EPA, I believe, are going to continue with their value of 1,000 parts per trillion as a level to keep kids away from, and we found as high as 1 million in soil, and this is recently. So this, the dioxins are very persistent. They're among the persistent organic pollutants and among the most toxic of the persistent organic pollutants. Okay, Da Nang Air Base, and now I'm quoting strictly Vietnam data, probably funded by the Ford Foundation, and probably done with the help of the Hatfields. I took this from a previous dioxin meeting from 2009, recent one, and this was by a Vietnamese researcher who I'm personally am not familiar with, Le Thi Hoi. How should it be pronounced? No one from Vietnam? Susan, you surely.
It's H-O-A-I,
Y. Okay, thank you. He reported in localized areas in part of Da Nang Air Base, where again Agent Orange was stored, soil levels up to 365,000 parts per trillion, TEQ, total toxic equivalent, sediment up to 6,000, fish up to 3,000. Again, the fish we're getting in the United States and in the cleaner parts of Vietnam, including fish imported from Vietnam, is less than 1. And they reported levels as high as 3,000. Vegetables up to 2,000, and quite frankly, I'm surprised. Usually vegetables are very low, and the dioxins are in animal fats, meat, fish, dairy. There's new...
Do you remember the lotus that's grown in this sediment?
This there is new data which, as of last week, had not yet been released, done with the Hatfields and the Vietnamese committees involved in Agent Orange, and funded, I believe, for the most part, by the Ford Foundation. I look forward with great interest to seeing what that will show. The Hatfields started to use the phrase hotspot, which seems reasonable for those areas where there's really high levels, where it used to be an air base. But we also found elevated levels in people and wildlife in other parts of Vietnam. So the hotspots are sort of spectacular, but they're definitely not the only places in Vietnam where dioxin from Agent Orange got into people. We wrote a description of this, the earlier work we did in the American Journal of Public Health some years ago. Okay, what's going on now is, to the best of my knowledge, and there are at least two people in the audience who undoubtedly know more about this than I do, and this again was from a Vietnamese presentation, 208 Dioxin Conference. Ford Foundation money, U.S. EPA help with chemical laboratory with GC mass spec, and U.S. Congress. The progress is there's, as described in the paper, construction of integrated facilities, which means preventing infiltration and land erosion, monitoring, soil monitoring for the most part, I believe. I don't know about human monitoring, which has the advantage that it tells you what's getting into people and over time. Soil filtration systems were described, new reservoir and overflow dam around the contaminated area was described, and warnings and bans in contaminated area was described by this paper. Now, this was another interesting paper presented in 208 International Dioxin Conference. Benoit City residents, and these are the ones that I was involved with, their knowledge, this was a study done in Vietnam by Vietnamese. The knowledge of dioxins of the residents is limited. They are unaware of the routes of exposure for the most part. There was little concern for the health effects of dioxins. Few of these residents are taking preventive measurements, and about two-thirds of the people surveyed did not care or did not know the sources of foods that they consumed daily. And this reminds me very much of PCBs in the Hudson River, despite the warnings by the Department of Health in New York. Fortunately for the residents of New York, that contaminated silt is now being moved to a dump in Texas. It's following me. A number of Vietnamese presentations, again at International Dioxin Conference, had some a little puzzling to me published results in denying the estimated dioxin cleanup areas 104,000 meters squared, and I don't really know what the depth would be. I don't know whether they meant cubic meters. In Benoit, 30,000 meters squared, and in Phucat, 2,000 meters squared. And this was from Lake Hay Son and several others, two different presentations from Dioxin 207 and Dioxin 209, the International Dioxin Conference. This is very important. We found in Vietnamese people and food a number of pesticides, DDT, DDT metabolites, PCBs, dibenzofurans, lindane, and others. And the reason this is so important is the sprayers of Agent Orange were found to have a higher risk for diabetes, prostate cancer, melanoma, skin cancer, all cancers combined, as the dioxin blood level was higher. And on the other hand, there was another interesting paper that I was a minor co-author on, showing that not only the dioxin levels were related to more illness, but time in Southeast Asia, whether or not it was in Vietnam, whether or not there was dioxin exposure, also was leading to more cancer, and they focused on cancer for that one. So that's something we hope to continue with David Butler's organization, the Institute of Medicine, National Academy of Science. It's also interesting that this was reported by us a few years ago, my group, but also a Russian group this year at the dioxin conference. So there are a number of chemicals which are toxic, persistent, and of concern. And long-term remediation is the same things that anyone else thinks of. Take the stuff off site, the soil, the sediment, and burn it at very high temperature. On site, burn it at very high temperature. These are very expensive, they're very effective. And you can go down to trying to use bacteria to gobble it up or get rid of the chlorines. And this usually doesn't work very well except in a laboratory. Move to a toxic waste site. That's what we're doing with the PCBs in New York, moving them to Texas. And this is an interesting one. Seveso, Italy, one of the worst dioxin contamination sites or incidents in the world, is now covered up. There's clay pits, plastic liners, drainage, and wells to test. And surface cover, surface clay and plastic, and it's now a pretty children's park being monitored frequently for contamination. Okay, where's the money coming from to do anything? At the present time, Vietnam government, U.S. Congress, $6 million over 4 years for remediation study and health improvement. And the last I heard, it was study, not actually remediation. And the Ford Foundation is, as it did in many other instances, leading the way among the non-governmental organization, took the lead and is trying to encourage others to do the same. The Institute of Medicine added a few new diseases, including Parkinson's and ischemic heart disease, as being of concern. And I think an omission that needs to be remedied is there don't seem to be U.S. physicians, public health workers, or universities working very much in the current efforts in Agent Orange remediation and health work. And surprisingly, no U.S. veteran groups are involved in the Agent Orange remediation, which is ironic since the veterans organizations were the first to motivate anything to be done about Agent Orange and dioxin. I've gone too long. Thank you very much. I don't think there's time for questions now.